You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
For years, scientists have been studying whether nanoparticles are safe for the environment. By and large, they found that the human health impacts and risks of engineered nanoparticles are fairly low. And lately, they've been trying to find ways to benefit from nanotechnology. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We use nanotechnology today to make agriculture more sustainable, more resilient, and more efficient.
Greg Lowry is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Carnegie Mellon University.
Currently, less than 50% of the nitrogen applied to crops is actually used for the crops. And inputs like phosphorus and pesticides, which are important for agriculture productivity, less than 5% of those are actually used by the crops. The rest of this runs off into receiving waters, rivers, etc., and it leads to environmental problems, things like algal blooms, or if you've heard of the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And what nanotechnology offers are new platforms to deliver these fertilizers more efficiently. So one example of that would be foliar applications of fertilizers as opposed to soil applications. And you could just imagine if you apply a material to the leaves of the plant and 100% or near 100% of that material enters the plant, it can be used completely efficiently. If you apply these to soils, it's very difficult to get the material into the roots of the plant and up into the plant, and much of that material will run off into the environment.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.